8 to 10.
You have your Bible, you can turn. That's better. Okay, turn your Bible, your own Bible. I ask you to bring your Bible, right? Good. Love your own Bible. Okay? Yeah. Play with your Bible. Underline, highlight it, and write the note. All right, let's read together. Begin. Begin.
Or suppose woman having had 7 coins, she loses 1 silver coin, does not let a lamp sweep the house and seek carefully until she finds it. And when she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence.
Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you. You are a great God. In Luke chapter 15, there are 3 parables. Number 1, parable of the shepherd and the sheep.
Amen.
2, parable of the woman and the lost coin. 3, parable of the father and lost son. Those 3 parables, the story of parable, there's a common denominator. Lost. Lost sheep, lost coin, and lost son. Praise God that Jesus Christ is our shepherd who finds the lost sheep. Praise God, Jesus Christ is our husband who finds us like a lost coin. Praise God, Jesus Christ is our father who finds a lost son. So this is a wonderful story where a triune God wants to find the lost child. Now we have to see ourselves that somewhat we are lost. Okay? You may be lost in some area of your spiritual life. Maybe you have lost your relationship with God. Maybe you have lost the touch of a prayer in your life. Maybe you have lost some area of obedience in Christ. Okay? Now, it is very important to, if you want to receive blessings through today's message, we need to see ourselves that we are lost in somewhere. Okay? If you say, "I'm not lost, I am perfectly okay," then this message cannot be a blessing to you. In order for this message to be a blessing to you, you have to search your heart and ask a humble prayer. Offer a humble prayer. Lord, search my heart to see where I'm lost. And I want to come back to you and I want to be restored. Amen. Can you show me Revelation 3:17? Revelation 3:17. Revelation chapter 3 is out of those 7 churches that God wrote, is the last church called Laodicea. And Laodicea, it's a corrupted church after Philadelphia church, which is brotherly love. So in the end time, okay, we are living in where Laodicea is happening everywhere, which is lukewarm. There's this issue of lukewarmness in the church, neither hot nor cold. Okay, and they're blinded. Now look at this. So this verse is writing to the church in Laodicea. Can you see Revelation 3:17? The Bible software is not working? Because the... Okay. Revelation 3:17. Can somebody read, please? Okay. You read. Go, Philip.
"Because you say, I am wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked."
Do not know. You do not know that you're rich, you're poor, you're naked, you're blind. You see, the church in Laodicea, the greatest problem is they're lukewarm and they don't know that they're lukewarm. You see, read this scripture one more time, please. Begin. Because you say, I am wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You see? The Christians in Laodicea, they're saying, hey, I'm wealthy and I'm rich. But when God looks at them inward, the inner life, actually, they are wretched, they are miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. So, we need to see how lost we are. So, perhaps today's message will be an eye-opener. Will be an eye-opener to see ourselves how lost I am, and how miserable I am, and how wretched I am without Christ. We need to see that. That's the first stage. Then God can come and help us. God can come and hold your hand and restore you and empower you with His Spirit. Amen? Amen. God says, if you're humble, God will give you grace. If you're proud and you're arrogant, God will refuse you. God will resist you. But those who are humble, God will give you grace. And we need God's grace this afternoon. Amen? Amen. We need God's grace. And in order to receive God's grace, we need to have this open-minded and open heart. Open spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let's go back to now our story. Okay. So this chapter 15, Luke chapter 15 is a wonderful story. Three stories I share, right? So this tells us a relationship between God and man. Relationship between God and man. That God is the owner. He's the shepherd who guide and who feeds the sheep. Jesus Christ is our shepherd who wants to feed your soul, feed your heart, feed your spirit this afternoon. Amen?
Amen.
And not only that, Jesus Christ is like a woman in the story, and the woman in the Bible talks about the Holy Spirit. So Jesus Christ is a life-giving spirit, and Jesus Christ wants to come and heal you, restore you, and to find you. And He's also, Jesus Christ is the Father, and who has a special heart for you. He wants to care for you. He cares for you like a father. In fact, there's only one father who really cares for us. There's only one father. I'm a father. I'm a physical father. Right? I'm a father that I have two sons. I love my sons, Josh and Joseph, and I miss them. But I must confess, time to time, I don't miss them. Time to time, I forget about my son. I forget. Time to time, I have a heart that says, why can't they be better? Sometimes, I must confess that my heart is half-hearted for my sons. I must confess that I am not perfect father. I must confess that I'm an inadequate father, actually. There's only one father on this earth, in heaven, in the entire universe, who loves you, who cares for you, and who's a perfect father. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, I want to go to the second point, the lost. Okay? Now, Jesus Christ is the owner, like a shepherd. Shepherd is the owner of the sheep. Like this woman, owner of the coin. Right? Jesus Christ is the owner of our life. Now, this coin, I prepare a coin today. Coin. Coin. You believe me, right? You believe I have Bible in my room.
Okay.
Okay. So, this coin is happy, okay? This coin is happy when this coin is on the hand of the owner. This coin is happy when it is on the hand of owner or in my pocket, right? This coin is unhappy and will become miserable when it gets lost. Somewhere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, today's story, the parable, tells us that we are like this coin. She had 10 coins and one got lost. So it's trying to tell us that we have to see ourselves, I'm like that one coin that was lost. Or even lost even now. So when the coin is on the hand of God, hand of the owner, we are happy. But if it's not on the hand of God, we're not happy. And the outward things, no matter how big bigger house you move into, or a bigger car, or more fancier car that you have, or you're earning millions of dollars, if you're not on the hands of God, you will not be happy. So this tells us the concept of belongingness. Now, who, where are you? To whom you are belong to? Now, everything on this earth has an owner. There's nothing that on this earth that does not have owner. You have an owner, okay? And when you are on the owner's hand, you are happy. And we belong to something, somebody. Now, so many people in this world, they belong to school. The school is everything for them. So many people, they belong to husband. Husband is everything for them. Or they belong to wife. Oh, honey, I love you. Wife is everything. We learned yesterday that we should not focus on our wife too much, right? We should focus on Jesus Christ and focus on contacting Him and eating Him as our bread of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what's going to happen? Wife will love me more. Is that true?
That's true.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, we are lost when we are out of God's hand. We are not lost when we are on the hand of God. Hallelujah. Are you on the hand of God or are you out of the hand of God? Where do you belong? Do you belong to school or company you work? Or even church you belong to? Or community? Where do you belong to? We should belong to only one person. And His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus! And let me define the sin now. Third point. Let me define the sin. From this story, I want to share the definition of sin. What is sin? Sin is a separation from God. This coin that was belonged to woman, what got lost, that's a sin. This coin was got separated from the owner's hand, that's a sin. You see, God's original intention for us is to become one with Jesus Christ, one with God. That's God's economy, God's plan, God's purpose is to become one with you. But when you are not one with God, that's a sin. Oh, Lord Jesus, we desire to become one with you this afternoon. Not just in our spirit, but we want to become one with you in our soul.
Amen.
Same thought, same feeling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What He feels, I feel. What He thinks, I think. Where He goes, I go. Where He stops, I stop. Oh, how I wish and how I desire to be one with my Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So every time we are separated from God, we are separated from His will, His purpose, that's a sin. Okay, the fourth point is from this story is that the value of this coin, the value of this coin. Now, this is peg one 30. In America, we call it, the equivalent coin for this in America is quarter, dime, penny. I haven't said this word for a long time. I live in Korea. I don't have a chance to use those words. So this is a peg one, equivalent to quarter. Okay? Dime? Dime? Okay, I think you're right, honey. You're smarter. All right? So the value of this coin, okay? The value of this coin is when this coin is on the hand of God, or when it's on the hand of the owner. When this coin is on the hand of owner, I can use it, right? And this coin will be used valuably, according to its value, isn't it? So, hello? Are you looking at me now? Please look here. So the value of this coin is not on itself. The value of the coin is not on itself. Do you understand? It's on the hand of the owner. The value of your life is not on yourself. The value of your life is on the hand of God. Hallelujah! Amen. I don't know how you think about yourself, but on the hand of God, you are so precious, you are so diamond, you are so gold. You are so precious because you are bought by the blood of Jesus. And that blood of Jesus will have already washed away all of your sins, past, present, even future. That doesn't mean we should sin all we want. No! We should be more fearful. We should be more holier. Right? We should be more respecting and honoring the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, you are valuable when you're on the hand of the Creator. Oh, let us return. Let us return to the hand of God. Because we are so valuable on the hand of God. But when we are out of the hand of God, we lose our value. We'll become like a junk, garbage. Do you understand? Because it will not be used by the hand of God. Only thing that will be used by the hand of God will be valuable. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. The world says very opposite of what we believe. The world says, what's valuable? All those, how do we call it, the young famous actors, the, huh? Yeah, stars in Korea. Huh? Yeah, see, you know it. I knew you know it. Idols. Do you know who's the idols? Raise your hand if you know idols in Korea, idols. Steve, you know. Very few know. They are like young Hollywood stars in Korea. Okay? Young people. Like a tens, right? Teenagers, huh? Mm-hmm. 17, 18, 19, like, yeah. Jaehyun, you know idols? Okay. So the world says, according to their image and according to their concept, the world says, you are valuable if you are handsome. Like me. Today my forehead is glowing, right? Isn't it? No? I need to put more oil. The world says you are more valuable if you are rich, if you have money. The world says you are more valuable if you drive Equus or Mercedes Benz. You like Genesis? I like Revelation. If I work in a car company, I will make a Revelation car. Oh, we are living in a Revelation age, right? I don't know why they don't make it. I should call Samsung today and talk to the owner there. Hey, I'll give you an idea. Okay? You buy my idea. All right. That's what the world says, right? But we know what God says. You are valuable only when you are on the hand of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, how we wish and desire to be on the hand of God, 100%, not 50%. And some of us, we play with God, don't we? One foot on the hand of God. Okay, you can use me, God, but 50%. Because 50%, I'm still young and I have many things to enjoy in the world. So one foot is in the world, one foot is in the hand of God. But God can use it when you are like that. God can only use it when both of your legs are on the hand of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Amen? All this entire coin has to be on the hand of God. You cannot cut it in half, right? When the moment you cut it in half, it will be meaningless, right? You cannot use it. Oh, Lord Jesus. So, listen, my brothers. This coin, the lost coin in this story, must return to the owner. My friend, you and I, we must return to the owner. We must return to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We must return to Him all of our heart, with all of our heart, with all of our strength. We should not bring Jesus and then fit into our one area, certain area of our life. No. We should throw ourselves, entire being into Him. Okay? Not to bring Jesus for my sake, for my benefit. To bless me, and to heal me on this part and that part. To use Jesus like a genie bottle. One sister yesterday was sharing how in her country, the concept of prayer is you pray. You know, the parents taught her you pray when you are in need. When you pray when you are sick, you pray when you need money. That's the concept of prayer. And how we were taught that concept, right? When we were little children. But we know that's not concept of prayer. The true concept of prayer is seeking Jesus, His face, Him and Him alone. And when we truly in contact with Him, when we truly integrated and intertwined and mingle with our Lord Jesus Christ, then of course He will fulfill the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. Because you know why? At that time, when you fully and completely mingle with Jesus Christ, at that level, your desire will be His desire. His desire will be your desire.
Amen.
Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you become one with God, there is no more my desire. It's about His desire and His will. Oh, Lord Jesus. Fifth point is, this woman light a lamp. Light a lamp. Looking and searching for this lost coin. The point about this is that, listen, this woman light a lamp. This is a Holy Spirit revelation. Now, God is looking for the lost coin. God is looking for you. And how do you respond it? You must, okay, pay attention to the lamp, to the revelation of the Holy Ghost. Now, Holy Spirit in you is shining and it's brightening certain area. And when you realize it, you must respond with obedience. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the moment Holy Spirit talks within you, you must say, yes, Lord, Lord Jesus, I come before you with repentance heart.
Amen.
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 You must be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Those seven churches that God wrote in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, all those seven churches, they repeated this message. Toward the end of the letter, and it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who has an ear, let him hear. Do you have ears to hear His voice? Do you have eyes to see Him? Oh, Lord Jesus, even now, through the Word, the Holy Spirit is shining in your heart and revealing certain area of darkness in your heart, revealing what has been lost in you. When Holy Spirit shines that upon in your heart, listen, we need to respond. Say, Amen. I will obey. Hallelujah. Now, point number six is this woman sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it. Listen, this is the good news. She did not give up. She sweep the dirt and she did it, sweeping until she finds it. This is the gospel. God will never give up on you.
Amen.
He will sweep the dirt until He finds you. It's a matter of obey Him now and enjoy Him forever. Okay? Enjoy Him with the wedding feast. Or you close your heart and let God find you during the tribulation year. Then you'll be going through the tribulation, right? You won't let God find you, Holy Spirit find you now, and you repent and come to Him now, or you regret later. Which one do you like it? Would you let Holy Spirit find you today? What has been lost? Because He will find you anyway. Do you understand? He will find you no matter what happens. No matter how far you go away from God. God is faithful and He will find you. And in fact, what happened? Finally, you know the story. She found the coin. God has found you. And that's why you're here in this church and you're worshiping Jesus Christ. God has found you. Amen. Praise God that God has found you. Amen. Well, talk to the person next to you. God has found you. You were lost. You were lost once upon a time, but now God found you. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, He found us. He found us. Amen. But you know what? You know what? Where He God found you? You know where God found you? He found you on the cross. That's the only place God found you. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed His blood, that's where actually God found you. So if you want to find God in your life, you must run to the cross and see on the cross that you are included on that cross when Jesus Christ was crucified. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, how we wish to be found one more time on the cross. Are you desperate? Are you desperate? I remember the movie Titanic. Have you seen a Titanic movie?
Yes.
Not long ago, I got to see that movie one more time, and it's very emotional and thrilling, and it's a sad movie, huh? But at the end of the movie, toward the end of the movie, that you know, this woman, right? She's on the some kind of the wood, and she's frozen to death now. She's almost dead. But then she remembers the promise that she made with her boyfriend, that she would not die, right? So there was a last boat, one last boat is passing. And then with all of her might, she swam, and then she got the whistle from the dead man, right? One of the guard, and he had a whistle. So she took the whistle, and then she started blowing that whistle with all her strength and all her might, because she wanted this whistle to be heard by this guard who was on the boat, so the boat can come and save her. So when I see that she was blowing the whistle with all of her might, with desperation, she was like, she was calling from her spirit, come back. Remember, she said she screamed, right? Come back. And she didn't have enough strength, that's why she decided to blow the whistle for the boat to come back to save her. Listen, I want to challenge you this afternoon. Do you have the desperation heart? How desperate are you for Jesus Christ? How desperate are you to be united with Jesus Christ? How desperate are you for the touch of Jesus Christ? How desperate are you to eat Jesus as your living bread, to drink Him as a living water, to breathe on Him as a living air? How desperate are you? Do you need Jesus only when you are in need? Do you need Jesus only as a savior, perhaps? Yes, Jesus, You're my Savior. You died for my sins on the cross. Oh, I honor You. I love You. And I appreciate You. But I don't want You as my Lord. I'm not ready for that. Because I still love my life. I want to live my life on my own. I want to make decisions for my life. I'm not ready to ask You, Lord, let Your will be done. I'm ready to say, let my will be done. And God, You help my will be done. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's how lost we are. We only seek and look for Jesus when we are in need. But deep things in our heart, the things that God wants to be in charge, the Lord, be the Lord, be the Master, we're not ready to say, oh, Lord, not this part. I'm not ready. I only need You as my Savior, not as my Lord. I'm not ready to be found by You completely. Just find me halfway, 50%. But God is saying this afternoon, I want You and I need you 100%. All of you. Not just half heart. I desire you. For you I die. And I want all of you. Can we stop trying something to please God? Can we stop trying to do something for Him without Christ? I want to challenge, including myself, do we have that desperation heart? I want to be found 100% by God. And I want to reveal myself, everything what's within me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Give us a desperate heart. Give us a desperate heart. The end time, Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3. The big problem is lukewarmness. That will be the biggest issue in the 21st century, in the last end time. Lukewarmness. They only want to be found by God partially, not completely. That's a lukewarmness. Enjoying God, at the same time enjoying the world. That's lukewarmness. God is desperate to find you. How about you? Are you desperate to be found by God? 100%? Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Oh, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus this afternoon. You can have the whole world, but just give me Jesus. Can we confess this from our heart? I want to be found by God. Wholeheartedly. Can we sing that song? Oh, give me Jesus. You're probably feeling same thing as I am. I want to be found by God 100%, but even that, I am not sure. I am not sure if I'm ready. But one thing I know, I love Jesus because He first loved me. And I want to be found by God, found by my Jesus, who is my shepherd, who is my husband, who is my father. If that is your will, that is your heart, let's stand on your feet and confess this song to our Lord Jesus Christ. In the morning, when I arise, in the morning, when I arise, in the morning, when I arise, give me Jesus.
Sing one more time, in the morning.
In the morning.
Oh, sing from your heart.